the fragrance of God. I like aromatherapy. You might already be aware that I love chemistry. Some scientists I know are quite dismissive of aromatherapy, and if it is to prevent the danger of avoiding to seek medical attention and opting for a more natural approach instead, I am on board with that. Those who do aromatherapy, rather than a bit of tinkering with it like me, will be the first to say that if there is a medical condition, aromatherapy is not a substitute for medical care. However, I'm not able to dismiss aromatherapy as worthless, because I am aware that plants have often provided the insight and the raw materials for the medicines that chemists have extracted, developed and refined. Quinine for malaria treatment and aspirin being two obvious examples. From my perspective, plants are very clever at making a variety of chemicals, which we are able to use for all sorts of amazing things. They are to be respected. In my bathroom, I have a poster that I bought in the house where I made my first ever 8-day Ignatian IGR. And it is there as a reminder that this room for me is a place of profound healing, as experienced in some of my imaginative prayers, including one at the end of the first week of the spiritual exercises.